We know that all of you want to support an active community and jobs within Long Beach. What specific policies and actions would you take to benefit the residents of Belmont Shore?
Belmont Shore is a very active community already, and that is a powerful thing, and the engagement of the residents and business owners are awesome. Parking is an evidence of the successful community and the businesses, so those are things that we want to focus on as positives. Yes, they have some negative issues that we need to deal with, but I would advocate for continued expansion of those of the activities and programs we have on Second Street and Belmont Shore. I'd incentivize for that continuation and minimizing the regulations involved with those to try to keep the cost down and permitting, et cetera. Jobs and economic growth actually do help the Belmont Shore residents because the revenue coming from just Belmont Shore area alone provides a great amount of our public the funding for our services. So that said, I would look for waste and duplication of efforts in the operation of the departments focused on those areas. Again, I mentioned permits. I would increase police presence on Belmont Shore, in Belmont Shore through potential foot patrol. I've already talked to law enforcement about the potential of using volunteer, the police volunteer program, possibly the Explorer program, and volunteers. Just really, you know, there's a certain amount of authorization we can give a volunteer to provide warnings and that kind of thing for some of the issues that are involved down there. But we do have to beef up our presence down there. Also, the residents need... The alleys and the parking issues are two main things for Belmont Shore. Alleys are decrepit, and we need to, there's standing water, and they don't sweep in the alleys anymore, and we need to address that.
Here's the second question, then. How would you address the concerns of residents about their quality of life and property values due to disturbances from bar and restaurant patrons late at night?
I've addressed this several times, and this type of issue is what I'm good at. Mitigating negative issues surrounding a business or an organization, I've done for. You know, most people know how bad 14th Street Park was. When I got here, I was actually brought in here to help reconnect the Long Beach Rescue Mission to the community, working with the pump. The police department, we got a bike patrol, I did regular mitigation of loitering drug dealers and just really got out and used the park with the residents and was there with them. Residents realize the benefit of the businesses. They really need to understand the positive benefit of the businesses and the revenue that provides. But the business residents, the businesses need to realize that the residents are their best source of revenue in advertising, actually. I mean, the word of mouth is huge. And so those two things, that balance needs to happen. Residents need to realize the benefit of the businesses, and the businesses need to realize the best business or their best source of revenue, their best neighbors. And for those bars and liquor stores that have problems, they need to mitigate their own issues or need to leave. I also would not approve any liquor stores or bars on the residential side streets. We have some already, and I would look at seeing if we could move those onto the main street and keep them off of the side streets.
All right, and then number three, do you have any specific ideas on how to improve the parking difficulties in residential streets and commercial streets within Belmont Shore? And as a council member, would you have voted to demolish the home at 205 Laverne for a parking lot?
Okay, I'm gonna swap. I remember answering this. I'm gonna swap this and say, first I'll take the second half. No, I would not have approved, voted for that. Acting on a 25-year-old policy is not how good planning is obtained. What I mean by that policy was put in place 25 years ago as a potential to take parking lots or houses for parking lots. I mean, it's a 25-year-old policy. It's not current. It didn't have the buy-in, and so that's where my focuses will be on policy. Parking is evidence of a thriving business community and also residential. I mean, unfortunately, the planning was poor. We have apartments with no parking. We have small houses with small garages, terrible alleyways. Most of the ideas that have been put forth have not been fully vetted through staff and the Coastal Commission. We have to push forward. We have to not just say, listen to staff and say, oh, well, that won't go. Well, that's our job. Let's see where the edge is and go there. Sometimes we have to ignore staff and really go with what we feel as a council member, as Gary did. A lot of people don't remember what he did in getting grants for the Wi-Fi in libraries and computers in libraries when staff said, well, they don't want it. He went ahead and did it and pushed it through, and the benefit is there for everybody. That's why you're a council person and not staff. We're here to set policy and to engage what the neighborhoods need, our residents need, and move forward with it. You know, whether staff or the Coastal Commission have a say or not, we need to move forward with that, and we need to vet those alternatives, and there's many. We just need to move forward with those.
And then, since the candidates were allowed a closing statement, why don't you sum up in a minute or so your candidacy while you're running, that sort of thing?
Right. As I mentioned, I was brought here to turn around a stagnant organization that really it was very critical in Long Beach, and which we did. A lot of people understand that a nonprofit is a business. We raise money. Through private funding, we went from $1.5 million to $3 million budget. There was a hiring machine. We went from 9 to 26 full-time staff and 50 seasonally. So I have a background in business acumen, but I also understand the diverse cultural and social issues in Long Beach, and that's why people like Blake Christian, former chairman of the board for the Long Beach Chamber of Commerce, and people like Nancy Foster encouraged me to run. They saw the benefit that I bring with the diverse nature of my business and understanding of our issues. And that's what I bring. And I also bring an executive's propensity to set policy. Look at a strategic plan, go through a strategic plan, set policy that will provide the foundation of how our staff should work through their responsibilities. And then the council should then monitor, rigorously monitor the outcomes. That's what makes for a successful organization, and that's what I will do in making it a successful city council. I always tell people, don't take my word for anything I say. Go to my website and see what other people say about me. That is what really blesses me, that people in Long Beach have supported me. 100% of my funding comes from people who live and or work in Long Beach. And listen to what they say. Read their quotes and then make a decision. Am I somebody that can represent you in this city?